This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 21st. God's word for you today is rest a while. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verses 9 to 10 from the Good News Translation, and it says, "You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. On that day, no one is to work." In relax, L stands for limit your labor. You must take time for other things apart from work. Put a schedule down on paper and stick to it, plus have someone make you accountable. You need to have a day of rest. After the French Revolution, they cancelled the Sabbath on Sundays because they said there were not enough days to work. So everyone was working all 7 days of the week, and in a short time, they discovered that the health of the nation declined. Most people tend to think it is just 1 day in a week, so it is not a big deal. You need to understand that taking away rest from that 1 day and replacing it with work is defying the principle that the God that made you laid down. And it will definitely affect a lot of things. If God says you need 1 day off in a week, trust me, you do. Let me warn you up front. When you first start taking your day off, you will feel guilty. When I started taking 1 day off, that day was my day of guilt. How can you be taking a day off when other people are working? Even Jesus took a day off and he did not feel guilty. So relax. Mark 6:31 says, "There were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his disciples didn't even have time to eat. So he said to them, 'Let us go off by ourselves to some place where we will be alone and you can rest for a while.'" Jesus withdrew to rest. Do not cancel your vacation time to catch up on work. Have you ever heard people say they are going on a workation? It is a terminology used by workaholics. The way I am wired, I must have one vacation in a year when I shut down on everything. However, because I take multiple vacations, I actually take workations. Psalm 127 verse 2 from the Living Bible says, "It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, for God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest." Key question 3. How often do you really rest? I will share with you how I do it. I learned from Rick Warren to do 3 things. Deflect daily, withdraw weekly, and abandon annually. I started doing it over a decade ago, and it changed my life totally. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me successfully practicalize the principles of rest daily, weekly, and annually. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.